Who are you?
Well, my name is Jack Layton. I'm leader of the New Democratic Party, and I'm a member of Parliament for Toronto Danforth. Is that what you mean?
And running for Prime Minister.
Indeed.
Jack Layton, politics is hard, but so is teaching school. You were a school teacher, weren't you? What sort of insults did the kids throw at you? Because every teacher gets teased.
They must have done it behind my back. And this was at in the university and college system. So, no, they were pretty kind to me, I have to say.
There weren't any about your hair? Come on, kids are pretty ruthless. There must have been something.
Yeah, and of course...
What was one that really got to you?
Well, I had hair back then.
Ba-boom! So they couldn't tease you about that. Was there anything else, Mr. Layton?
I can't really recall anything. No, I had a pretty good relationship with the students. Like I say, they might have had things to say behind my back, but they were always very gentle.
Students are quite cruel, but the same thing with the public. And people always notice things. You know, like in rock and roll, there's like this, you know, the Satan rock and roll sort of sign?
Yeah.
People have noticed that you have been doing this, Jack Layton, the pyramid. What is the pyramid? Is there a message behind that?
I guess that's interesting, eh? Because we have these sort of involuntary movements. Bringing people together, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I was just wondering if you might want to patent it. You know, apparently Gene Simmons of KISS invented this. Did Jack Layton invent the pyramid?
I don't know. I just want everybody to come into our party. It's an open door.
Jack Layton, in the 1950s and 60s, you grew up near Montreal.
Yes.
Did you experience any rock and roll, say, with any of the French Quebecois groups that I love? If you could just hold us for a second. These are some of my favorite groups. Do you remember any of these, like Les Classelles, or Les Excentriques, or Les Sinners and their song Go Go Trudeau?
Go Go Trudeau. Yeah, this one has a vague recollection. I don't think that I could probably not hum that one for you. I was... you know, more of a lighthouse and crowbar and the rabble. The rabble.
The rabble, that's a garage punk band.
It was a fabulous band of classical musicians who played mean rock and roll back in about 1965, 66. And MG and the Escorts.
MG and the Escorts. And JB and the Playboys.
Well, MG and the Escorts, of course, Billy Bryans went on to become the drummer for the Parachute Club in Toronto. He was their lead guy.
This is incredible, Jacqueline. All this garage 60s punk knowledge. I never knew you had that in you.
Yeah, well, we all have our little backgrounds.
Now, Jack Layton, you mentioned a band Crowbar, the Canadian classic band Crowbar, famous for the song, Oh, What a Feeling,
oh,
What a...
Hang on. You mean this one here? Oh, what a feeling. Join me on this. There's a long pause, and then it's, what a rush.
Yes, Jack Layton. Now, what I was wondering, according to this book right here, if you could open to page 234, it's called Before the Gold Rush by Nicholas Jennings. There's an interesting story in here, and it says, Crowbar gave Prime Minister Trudeau an envelope with 5 primo joints of homegrown, telling him, here's a little Canadian treat for you and Marg to enjoy.
Is that a fact? You know, and I don't have this book in my collection, and I didn't know that factoid.
So what would happen if Crowbar gave you some primo joints of Canadian homegrown, Jack Layton? What would you do?
Well, you know something? The band is no longer functioning to the best of my knowledge, so I'll have to call it a hypothetical question.
Ba-boom, a great answer.
Look, I'm just trying to respond.
But if there was a functioning band, which band would you like to get homegrown from?
Hey, well, actually, Nick Jennings was one of those students you were asking me about before. He was a student in my class at Ryerson. I guess I better get a copy of his book.
But, Jack Layton, please, back to the question. If there was a band functioning today that gave you some homegrown, which band would you like to get some homegrown from?
You see, every question that starts with an if is a question that I'm not going to answer because it's hypothetical.
But you must have a favorite band. You do love Crowbar.
Yes, and I've got hundreds of favorite bands.
Jack Layton, Paul Hellyer was a Minister of Defense.
Yes, he was.
At one time. Now, what I was curious about, he loves UFOs. What's the official stance of the NDP on UFOs?
We're going to have to debate it at our next convention. It really hasn't come up.
Are the UFOs on board the NDP bandwagon? How are you going to win over the UFO vote?
I don't know if there is a UFO vote.
Jack Layton, how important is kissing?
Extremely important.
How come it isn't in any of your ads? I notice there's quite a bit of kissing in the Blanc Québécois ad.
I don't know. That's a good thought. I'll have to go back to our ad team and see about kissing. Certainly, Olivia and I get photographed kissing from time to time, and we don't mind.
Jack Layton, do you keep your promises?
Yes.
I ask you this because the last time you were in Vancouver, I don't know if you remember this, but I asked you if you would do the hip flip with me.
I have the hip flip right here, and I guess I was just wondering if you would want to just do this. Now,
I don't have a real good recollection of that question from last time. I have to tell you, I'm doubtful.
But... We do have it on tape, okay, and you said, well, when I come back to Vancouver, I'll do the hip flip with you.
I'll tell you what, next time I come here, I will have practiced, and perhaps we'll be able to pull it off.
Really?
So I was wondering if you would partake in a hip flip, because Paul Martin did a hip flip. Stephen Harper wouldn't let me do the hip flip.
Mr. Harper, would it be okay for you to do the hip flip? Can we ask you once quick, the hip flip? Please, Mr. Harper, you guys don't have to carry me. Would you like me to walk?
Gilles Duceppe said, no way, but will you now honor your promise by doing the hip flip with me? We have it right here for us to come together and do the actual hip flip here. Jacqueline, this is... This is the hip flip right here. Will you do?
Now hang on. Do you want us to be? I see here. There's the categories. There's the swingers, and then the super swingers.
I would say super swingers,
would
probably, because whatever one would actually fit the rabble
they're
or crowbar.
They're going sideways. They're going.
Face to face. I would say the face to face.
Is that what you prefer?
Yeah, because we got to be one on one here for
I
this.
See.
But it would be really great if you could honor this promise there, this campaign promise.
It would be
wow,
my
a first
pleasure.
Campaign promise being honored. Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
So
now,
I can.
Do we hang on here?
You can if you want. And
just to get things started.
And I need a start. Whoa! Oh my God!
What happened to you?
You got it in the first batch. We took a whole bunch with Prime Minister Paul Martin. Well, thank you so much, Jack Layton, for doing the hip flip. We really appreciate that.
Well, it gives you a little bit of exercise on a daily basis. I'll have to try it with Olivia. It would be more fun with her than you. No offense.
Aww.
I'm sorry about
But you
that.
Totally killed it. That was awesome. Jack Layton, why should people care about the NDP? Why should people care?
Well, because we get results for people. People riding transit got help from the NDP. People needing affordable housing. People who want help with their school costs. We deliver.
And so far in election 2006, the NDP are the only band, the only person to win the hip flip poll.
There you go. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks so much, Jack Layton. Thanks for speaking to me, Nardwar to Human Serviette. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-do-do.
Bop, bop.
Yeah.